Hello, welcome to the Old Man Orange Podcast. I'm Spencer Scott Holmes.
And I'm Rand Dunnigan.
And we are going with some more good old times of DC entertainment, DCU stuff, because you know what? It still is the Old Man Orange 10th anniversary. I guess we could probably say that for the rest of the year if we really want to. But 10 years of Old Man Orange means 10 years of DC, 10 years of Batman, but that also includes other good characters like the Green Lantern and so on.
Yeah, yeah, and it's also, it's fitting because I finally have the like, you know, like behind me, the Denny O'Neill, like DC tackles America's greatest problem, drugs.
You know?
Like, I know it's meant to be serious and the time is taken serious, but just something about like Green Lantern and Green Arrow walking in on Speedy, he's just like, just something so fucking funny. I know addiction's
Speedy,
not
no!
really. Addiction's not that funny unless it's
actually hilarious, but
unless it's a superhero.
I'm gonna be honest, I think it's hilarious. I laugh at it every time I see it in a movie, but but even better when it's Speedy doing it. I think it's his name Speedy, that's just the best part too, you know what I mean? And it's Green Lantern, you know. You know, he's out trying to do the traveling heroes thing and all that good stuff. You know, and I will say this new Green Lantern movie, this feels like, it kind of feels like to appease that guy who keeps saying every single time when you have the fill in the blank of what you want to see next in DC, the Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Traveling Heroes thing. I felt like that's what they're like. You know what? We're going to sort of appease that guy who keeps asking for it. It's not exactly that, but we're going with this Green Lantern one right here. It's got Green Arrow in it, too, just to let you know.
It seems kind of I only have like two Green Lantern books on my shelf, and it's the Green Arrow, Green Lantern omnibus from that whole Traveling Heroes run, and then Grant Morrison's Green Lantern, which I've not got a chance to read yet. But you know, I know the character from when he pops up in other things.
Yeah,
and you just could pick up on history from it here and there. So as far as like what this is entirely pulling from, I know a little bit of it, but I know they're just kind of like we're doing this weird hodgepodge of the origin of John Stewart with the dab of Traveling Heroes, with a dab of the Parallax thing, and a dab there's some other stuff in there that I just drew a blank on, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just got a bunch of the space characters and so on. And Green Lantern's one of those ones, like I actually have quite a few of the graphic novels of Green Lantern, because that's one of those series that like I really kind of like fell into the Green Lantern and got like, well, I was like, man, this is really cool. And I think the main thing I liked about Green Lantern so much when you read the books is, you know, no matter what, like even though it's a Batman one or a Superman one, whatever, you know, you're mostly always kind of on Earth and it's mostly kind of Earth issues and things like that. And you're kind of like, okay, Metropolis, Gotham, you know, cities I've all seen and so on. When it's Green Lantern, you're going off into space and you literally have no idea what's going to come up next. They're going to go to so many bizarre places and different dimensions and all kinds of cool and weird planets with all kinds of aliens and stuff. And I think that's what always makes a Green Lantern book super fun, is that you just don't know what's really coming next. And one of the best runs that I feel like anybody who wants to kind of read like some good Green Lantern stuff is that Geoff Johns run that he did, where it kind of went kind of pre New 52, and then it goes into New 52, but Green Lantern, literally nothing changes in Green Lantern. It's like the exact same run. And I can't remember how many graphic novels there is in total. I think there's like give or take six of them that kind of make up for it, but it's like a complete like arc. It literally has a perfect ending that like when Geoff Johns is done writing, you could just close the book there and go, I never need another Green Lantern story for the rest of my life. That right there summed it all right up. Like not saying that like that there's not good stuff past that point, but like it's a very definitive like, here's this great arc, here's this great run of all this cool stuff.
Does it restart? Does it start with Green Lantern Rebirth, where Hal Jordan comes back?
Yes, I think that's literally the very first one, the Geoff Johns run.
Okay. I've been meaning to get around.
As I said, it's like 6 to 8 graphic novels, so it is definitely some. It's like 1,000+ pages of reading, but they're so good, so good. I almost want to watching this again made me kind of go, man, I should pull those out and reread them all over because they're amazing.
Well, whenever they do like one of these Green Lantern movies, it does inspire me to want to check out more just because, I mean, I'll say this movie, it's kind of a weird mishmash of different space characters and Green Arrow, but like he's the one character like, what the fuck are you doing here? But I mean, I'm glad he's there nonetheless.
Yeah, it does seem like we're going to go on the space adventure. Bring Green Arrow with us, you know? Martian Manhunter's there. He's like, I gotta kind of stay back and watch the planet, you know. Batman, he's gone, and Superman's here. Marsha, I get it. You just don't want to travel. Yeah, I don't like using public bathrooms, and so I'm just comfortable up here, and you know, just above Earth, floating around. You know,
that's the real reason he kind of stepped down in Justice League Unlimited, because in Unlimited he was just in the Watchtower the whole time, and he's just like, he's really just a germaphobe. Aside from fire, he's just really a germaphobe. He just does not leave, and so that's when the episode with the Suicide Squad attacks are, motherfuckers, not in here. Do not give me a reason to leave.
Yeah, don't you dare touch my private bathroom.
Oh, they spilled all the Windex.
No! You know how hard it is to get that up into space?
That's where he turns into some kind of monster thing.
The only thing I thought was kind of weird about this, I really actually like this whole one quite a bit, but at the very beginning, like when Jon Stewart gets the ring, he's like, oh, I don't really want this. I just want to give it back. It's just like, you look at that power. That's freaking awesome. He's like, yeah, not that cool. And like the whole time he's even flying the space, like, yo, ring, take me back down. This is stupid. I don't like looking at Earth like this. It's dumb.
Well, they get across. Like,
he gets better as it goes on, but the first part, it's just like he's like so unimpressed by this power he just got.
Well, I kind of get it, just because it's not that he's unimpressive. What the fuck is going on? No, because he's just like, look, I served. I did my time. I got a Medal of Honor. I got I watched my friend right by me get his face blasted in. I just helped stop someone. Like, I'll say this. Like, it's one of those things, like, I know it happens. I know it happens, but it can't happen that often, at least I assume. Maybe someone could show some statistic. But I just like how, just like, you know what tonight is? It's time for a dumpster fire. You know, they find a fucking hobo. Some guys, they're not like, they just look like just some like schmucks. Find a hobo, like, brought the gasoline. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a bum roast tonight, dude. You know, just
I feel like they need some more backstory to that, because I felt like that's one of those ones with backstory that could change so much of what's going on in that scene. Because what if that, like, okay, what if these guys are running a restaurant and these hobos just keep showing up every single day and they're jerking up the customers, they're jerking up the business and all this kind of stuff. I feel like if you would have saw like the pre-story, you might be more like, oh, I'm more inclined to like why these guys are. Hey, they gave a bunch of fair warnings. They did this. They called the cops wouldn't do anything. So now they're taking the law in their own hands. But instead we just catch it at the tail end, so we have no idea who these guys are.
These guys
could just be two guys that just never graduated high school, and just like, this is what they do for fun on a Saturday night.
That's the vibe I got. They're just a couple of assholes going around like, you know what, we're gonna take care of it ourselves in like the worst way possible. But I do like your idea of just like, you said a couple hobos jerking around, so what came to mind immediately is like, there's a restaurant and it's just like a nice little boutique sandwich shop. And then along the windows, like all along the windows, there's like seven hobos with their hands the against glass. The window, other hand just beating into it, just like looking in, just like, oh, God, you know how hard it is to get cum off the glass every fucking day, every day.
Well, it's like that.
Someone's
too, also
ordering all the Windex. We don't know who's taking all the Windex off the shelves.
And the Watchtower, there's just this whole, like, there's just cartons upon cartons of like Windex up there. But it's like, it's one of those ones, like, I feel like that could be any mini of situations, which is like, that's the downfall, that when you come into the tail end, you have no idea like what happened previously. You know what I mean? Who knows, that hobo guy could be like, you know, mugging people in the streets, you know what I mean, and like stabbing ladies, you know, and whatnot. We don't know, we didn't see very much, but Jon Stewart steps in because he's just like, you know what, I'm not gonna let a man get put on fire, you know.
Be honest, I don't think they, not to be a dick, but I don't think that Obo has the ambition to go around raping or mugging people, because they were about to let him sight him on fire, and the first thing he does is like, let me get drunk first. He starts like chugging.
Exactly. And so Jasper is like, you know what, nobody's getting lit on fire on my watch.
And that's where the cops pull him over and like, hey man, you just can't go stop around like hobo roasters, you know. So
it's like, whoa, what do you think you are, Batman?
No, but he does have Medal of Honor. Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. Let him go.
Yeah. I played Medal of Honor once, too. So it's not that same type of Medal of Honor. Okay. I guess we'll let you go again. Don't do that again.
And then, like, he just shows he has PTSD. Like, I'll say that this movie does really hit the ground running, because it is an hour and a half. Like, because for a while, a lot of these DC movies were just, like, an hour or, like, an hour and, like, 5 minutes or something. So this one is,
they must have hit that hour and 15 mark, where it's almost like a full length. Well, I mean, that technically is still full length, but, you know, almost that nice hour and a half one. But this one is long. And the nice thing is this one does get kind of going. Other than the fact that John Stewart's a little bit kind of slow to get to the game. But,
yeah, but he's still like, I kind of like, they just get across that he has PTSD. And like, I kind of get that at the same time. We'll go over like the whole like little behind the scenes of John Stewart and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pop in my head until after the fact. And I just thought, well, it's just because the war flashbacks. But no, I guess it makes more sense as it goes on. But it's kind of meant to be somewhat lightly inspired by Apocalypse Now, which, like, you know what? I mean, I think you say Green Lantern, Apocalypse Now, my mind mm-hmm. goes way more fucked up and way more crazy. But yeah. After you say that, I kind of see how, like, the way the movie goes. I kind of see how it becomes that to an extent. I mean, someone had to tell me, but after hearing it, I'm like, oh, I kind of see that.
Yeah, I could kind of see that a little bit in there, too. As I said, I didn't notice that either until, like, they mentioned it there. I'm like, well, you want to see somebody do a real good homage on the Apocalypse Now? Look at Pizza Boys. It's got laser tag with Apocalypse Now. And I make it get weird as it keeps going down, because that's how I see that movie as. But yeah, it's just there's just like the beginning, like the first like 20 minutes where he's just like, yo, I'm just here to return this ring, get my money back. You didn't pay anything for it. Yeah, but you know what? Feel for all the stress that I had to go through and saving a little blue man out of a spaceship. And they're like, you know, I thought I had PTSD before. Now I'm never going to get that kid, guys, you know, out of my mind, him roasting on fire in front of me. I'm just waiting for those cops to come back around and see me holding this old man.
That's like, green, take me fast out of here. Here comes the cops. Shit.
Oh, but first we got to explain all the instructions to you and give you the tutorials. No. Skip that.
Cops see a black dude fly away like, next time.
I didn't know they could fly. God, Jerry, Jesus Christ, you made the fucking... When he said Medal of Honor, you thought the video game, and now you're thinking a black guy can fly just for no reason at all. Well, I don't know.
Just fly, just Peter Pan. He can fly. Gets more distant the further away he gets.
But it's like the ring just kind of takes... It's like the ring takes him into the watchtower. And then the first thing, too, is like... I love how you got Green... You got Vixen in there, Green Arrow... Martian Manhunter. That's it, right? Inside the watchtower.
They mention Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman are off somewhere.
Yeah, they kind of quickly get those guys out of the way, which is kind of nice, because that's a lot of times, like, in most of these DC movies, they always feel like they got to sort of use those guys with the Justice League to sort of sell it. This one's kind of nice that they go, you know what, we don't actually need any of the A-listers to sell it. We can actually just run off all the B-lister characters, and I think that's kind of cool, because it's like, oh, that's nice. You don't have to just slap Batman on the cover just to be able to sell a movie anymore. You can just kind of have them go with it. And, well, I guess we'll see, because, like, that's how the other Green Lantern movies were, and they're like, yeah, well, they didn't work out as well, so you know what?
Well, I do like that it's all the weird B-list characters, and I was a little disappointed they show Vixen, but she doesn't go along with on the ride, because I always think Vixen's a really cool character. I would have been seeing more of her. So the fact she was there at the beginning, but I'm guessing maybe these are connected and they are planting seeds, but to jump ahead...
Well, I just want to say something. I love when they come in there, and the first thing they do is, hey, there's an intruder in here! Get him, Vixen! Murder that guy!
Like, no questions. Like, hi.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Okay, you're in the watchtower. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just like someone could just stumble off the street like that drunken hobo in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody comes in, don't you ask some questions first instead of just go to the conclusion, just like, murder his ass?
I guess that's the thing. I mean, it's in itself is a cliche, but whenever superheroes meet in anything, it's very rarely ever like, hey, man.
How you doing?
Hey, you save people, I save people too. Yeah, we do. Want to save people together? That'd be great. It's never that. It's always like, it always is like, oh, coming in, doing this shit on my turf, motherfucker. Like, it happens like every time.
Pretty much every time.
It doesn't happen with like Iron Man and Tony Stark and Avengers.
Iron Man, Tony Stark. Whoa! Who are you? Well, I'm Iron Man. I'm Tony Stark.
Iron Man, Captain America. Iron Man. It doesn't happen with.
I just picked someone walking in. It's like, is Tony Stark literally fighting his armor right now? Yeah, he's drunk. That's what happens.
He He has it.
It's like he's having a mental breakdown with his outer shell and his inner shell.
He has it on angry drunk dad mode. Like, you're such a disappointment. Like this, it's just shoving him around.
It's got its belt out, whipping him.
You made your first computer processor when you were 4? Shit! What a fucking disappointment.
But yeah,
why didn't you create it? You had to wait until you became like in your mid 40s before you created a new element? You fucking pussy. Like somehow the Iron Man suit's wearing a belt or sticking the belt off.
Iron Dad.
No, but like I meant like, well, Iron Man and Captain America, I guess in Avengers they eventually fought, but when they first meet, they meet like, hey, fuck you. But then like Thor and everything else, it's like, all right, let's fucking go, you know?
Yeah, that's always kind of how it is, but that's just still made me laugh. It's like this guy walks in like, hey, I'm kind of lost, everybody. I don't even know where I am right now. And it's like the first thing they're doing is just like drawing weapons on this guy.
Like, pretty much.
Watch him, like, he's coming for the Windex!
He's not wearing a face mask! Get him!
Yeah. If he doesn't have a domino mask on, I can't trust him.
At least we're an N19. or N95, whatever it is. Yeah. No, and then when they realize they see the ring and all this, and they're like, where'd you get that? Like, Hal is dead? What? You know?
You murdered him? What'd you do to him?
And then they come.
Just like, whoa, let me just tell my story. Put the arrow down. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
Which, well, I do like the way they write Green Arrow in this, because he is jokey, but he's not like, get ready for the zinger. It's just a lot of like, very, he's the one guy kind of bringing things down to reality. And he has a couple of like funny quick lines. Like there's a part when they're, because he's using the, like, you know, the ones that arrows with gas and boxing gloves and shit. And he says like, I got pointy ones too, you know, just a quick little like line like that. So
yeah,
I thought they did a good job writing him in there. And he does have the whole, like, he is the comic relief, but not like overbearing comic relief.
Yeah. Cause I was almost afraid of that at first, that he was going to be like that. And then it was like, okay, cool. He's definitely still toned down. It's just good enough. You know, even though he's very like, so once again, for these guys that are part of the Justice League, they are very like hard to trust, you know, somebody new.
I do think that I would like to see, just because they are starting to connect these, I don't think we need to see every little thing, but it would be cool to see, to maybe see a little more, because it's implied the Justice League is still kind of new. Like, they're just still getting kind of used to that. But how long did it take to build that fucking, the Watchtower, you know? So it's kind of like some small things like that. But that said, you know, I still think it's looking like, I like the direction they're going in this connected universe of what they're doing. Who knows what the next one's going to be, because they didn't say on the ad.
Yeah, but this one's just like, by the way, just in case you didn't buy the, it's like, if we have the, let's be honest, if you got the Blu-ray in hand, you most likely have all the other ones. Just saying.
Here's some previews for movies that came out like 4 to 6 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought too. Like, sometimes like when I see them that old, like maybe it's like, oh no, it's just the same one. Whatever, you know. But even Green Arrow, like, always in.
Some of them, they're getting really lazy and just taking special features from one and just plopping it on over the other.
No, that was like that one, just like, dude, come on, guys. Like, I don't care. Like, even if you have to do the half-assed one where they did like the partial like podcast one where they had like the roundtable discussion, I was like, okay. I mean, I get it. You get more time this way, but this is definitely a very lazy special feature. But I'll at least if it's better than repeating one.
I mean, I'd rather have like just something simple, like interviews of like people who worked on Batman the Animated Series, or like people who worked in the comics, rather than just kind of like, I'm the voice actor and I'm trying to tap into their deeper emotion and this and that. Like, I want to hear from the creators. Like,
well, yeah.
Wrong. You did a good job. You did a good job. That's great. However,
you get a pat on the back, but you go outside. Here's a lollipop, and go outside and wait while the big boys talk in the room now.
Like, whenever they have the voice actors come in, like, I mean, maybe sometimes it's interesting to hear what they have to say, but usually it's them saying, in the movie, this is what the character's going through. I'm like, yeah. I saw that. I like to kind of know more of the history of the character and how they came up with the character and all that kind of shit. So bring the writers on. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's what made this one had good special features because of that, because it gives like a, it's like a 30 minute documentary just on John Stewart, and it's like, that's cool right there.
And I learned some stuff in that documentary, I felt like. And yeah. I mean, I knew how he got introduced because it's introduced in Traveling Heroes.
But yeah, I just didn't know there was a break between that for like 12 years or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was he was just like, okay, I assume something like he was just a mainstay since then. I know it was that long of a break, but from when they go on, so it starts off Green Arrow, Green Lantern. So you get elements of the Traveling Heroes, mm-hmm. and they're going through space, and when they come across, you know, they go to Oa, and it's all like most of the Guardians are destroyed. Like I'll say, I feel really bad for like most of the Green Lanterns are destroyed. Like I feel bad for Lantern fans because I feel like anytime you have one of these Green Lantern animated movies, half the time, or even in Justice League, like all the other Green Lanterns fucking get wiped out, like Kilowog or the fish guy, I forgot his name. You know what I mean? I feel like they always get fucking wiped out.
Like even Guy Gardner's there on the ground laying down.
Bowl cutting all.
Yeah, exactly. Guy Gardner's always my favorite Green Lantern, but he sometimes gets the shaft nowadays.
Was he actually on the ground? I was just making that joke.
I thought that's who it was. I mean, like there was a human Green Lantern. He had sort of a bowl cut looking thing. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else for all I know, but that's what I thought it was supposed to be.
Yeah, they clear the board real quickly. They really go out of their way to clear the board. But that said, I still like where it's going. Then Hawk Girl attacks and she thinks they're, you know, he has that whole thing when she comes in, they do a good job of animating his face where he's having PTSD nom flashbacks, like, no, bitch, not today. And like, he basically starts nearly crushing her with like some kind of like, I don't know what the object was, but yeah.
Yeah, it was like almost like a brick wall of some kind, just like pushed her against there. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a brick wall, but. And then Green Arrow's like, yo, whoa, what's going on there? Like, what are you doing? Which is funny. I will say, I'll wait before we get farther on, but there's an interesting message this one gives at the very end that's like kind of unlike a normal, definitely something that like, okay, Batman's out of the Watchtower and this is the message you're passing along. Like one of those kind of things.
Maybe we'll kind of circle back because I thought it was very Batman type message, one kind of thing. But
because there's a part at the very like the end, because they do have the part where like, I guess if we're jumping way ahead, if you want to do that. There's to kind of get to that is, you know, Hal Jordan.
Oh,
I guess
Green Arrow.
We'll work our way up to that. Yeah, I feel like we're just gonna. We're just gonna. I feel like I have to explain so much just to get to that part. So
yeah, we'll get there. But so then she joins and there's the whole war. I forgot names for a minute, but she was saying Thanagar and Ran have been fighting. I'm like Ran. I know that name. Ran. Oh fuck, Adam Strange, and they do something which I really wasn't expecting, and maybe it's been a while since I've seen it. I think that's supposed to be the Adam Strange from the short.
I think so too, because when I saw that too, I was like, "That's how he looked." I want to say at the very end of it. I only watched that short once, and it's really good, but it, like that's what I was saying. I was like, "Oh, that's actually kind of cool if they are actually kind of utilizing the shorts more to kind of connect into stuff."
Which I don't think they've done that yet. So I was happy to see that because Adam Strange is one of those characters I have not really read a whole lot on. He's one of those. I've only have one Adam Strange book, and it's that I don't remember who the writer is, but the artist is Andy Kubert, and it's that whole. It's that thing in like late 80s, early 90s, where they're just like, hey guys, superheroes just got fucking adult. Just like Dark Knight Returns. You know, this good old Silver Age bullshit where people are smiling and there's Art Deco buildings everywhere and everyone's so bright and optimistic about the future? Well, guess what? He's been cheating on his wife this whole fucking time. He also has vision about his wife getting raped by a bunch of fucking monsters. And when he tries to stop that, he realized he was having a vision. He was being hypnotized, and he's now a war criminal because he attacked the wrong person in that vision. And his life is fucked. You know, it's just like this weird, like...
It's like right when the comic book code went out the window, it's like, okay, now we're going dark. We got this all this pent-up rage and anger that's been, you know, like billowing for so many years.
And I don't know a lot about Adam Strange, but he's like, from everything I've seen, most of what I've seen, just from like looking up old pictures and things, and it seems like this Adam Strange, Man of Tomorrow, switching back and forth between, you know, using the Zeta Beam between Earth and Ren, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's kind of like this more like futuristic John Carter of Mars kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, but then ever since, I feel like that 90s book, like, life is fucked up on Ran. Adam's done some things he wish he could sleep off, but he just can't, you know? And I feel like they've been doing that ever since. And I do like it. I do think that book, even though I like that book, it got a little like edgy for the sake of being edgy, but I do like this interpretation of Adam Strange, where he's just like, people expect me to be this clean cut, good looking, you know, like Buck Rogers looking guy, but he looks like he's fucking haggard. His suit barely fits him anymore. You know,
call me Buck Rogers.
Because I'm either going to fuck up your day or fuck your mouth. One or the other. Your choice.
Maybe both if you're lucky. But yeah, no, I think it's so cool to bring in Adam Strange. It's one of those ones, like, it's like one of those ones. I remember the trailer, but I just don't remember, like, kind of, I think they sort of kept some of these other characters all kind of secret beyond, you know, like the ones you sort of even see on the cover and so on like that. And it's just cool bringing in, like, here's Adam Strange and here's his kind of thing. And he's having this war with, you know, hot girls, people and all this kind of stuff. And that war has kind of created this like cluster and so on, you know, even on Oa and all this stuff. And nobody really knows what's up. Everybody's kind of confused on how this whole war started.
Well, it's interesting because I remember something in that that short. They show a bunch of Thanagarians attacking Ran. They're like, what the fuck? Why are the Thanagarians attacking us? Like, well, they're fucking assholes. You know, it's kind of always. It always seems to be like majority of time. Whenever I don't really know a lot about them, but it seems to be kind of like Hawkman and a hot girl. Like, guys, just calm down. Yeah, I know we're part of that. We're friends of these guys too. Can we just chill for a fucking minute, you know? It seems to kind of like be the thing they always doing.
They're just looking for war.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Atlanteans. It's just all it takes is just somebody throws in, like, you know, some like something that could be recycled into the ocean, and it just sets them off. You throw in those little plastic things that go around a six pack, and next thing you know, war has just started again.
But like, they just like, if you realize that somebody's been going around impersonating both sides and fucking with them, trying to start this war for their own reasons. And shocker, surprise, surprise, it's Sinestro. And I don't know, I'll be honest, I don't really know a whole lot about Sinestro's team. Mm-hmm. I've seen those people before, but I don't know any of their names. One of them was a Yellow Lantern. The others, they look like they're just different muscle, though, you know?
Yeah, Zach, like I said, it's been, because I feel like, God, it's almost been like, I think it was like 10 years ago that I read through that whole like run of the Green Lantern ones whenever they kind of came out, you know, and I almost feel like I just need to refresh myself on some of these things too, because, you know, after a while, it's just that thing, you just, I don't know, I guess it's when you get old, you just can't remember everything as much anymore. You're like, I know that person, but I couldn't tell you.
I have a DC Comics encyclopedia that's free 52. And so I remember, like, that's where I kind of know most of my Green Lantern stuff, aside from whenever he pops in a book, but a non-Green Lantern book. But some of those characters I know I've seen. I don't remember their names. But, like, a minute, like, the second, like, I knew, first off, I knew Hal Jordan wasn't dead. I knew he wasn't going to be dead right off the bat.
Yeah.
But then once he's like, hey, guys, I'm here. How you like the beard? I'm like...
Doesn't match the hair color you've always had, but okay. That's the first thing I was thinking about. Like, so it threw me off. I didn't realize it was Hal Jordan because I'm like, his hair color is completely... Even in the flashbacks, they show Hal Jordan, he has a completely different hair color.
Yeah, I'll just say it's side effect to parallax or whatever. But I was like, he's going to be parallax. Something's going to happen. He's already absorbed by parallax. And maybe you can... You know more Green Lantern than I do, so maybe you can inform me. But in the 90s, they did the whole thing because there's that whole period where they're trying to make everything... ultra edgy and try to break expectations, you know, killing Superman, Batman's back, Green Lantern becomes the bad, Hal Jordan becomes a bad guy and becomes Parallax, and Kyle Rayner,
Aquaman has to like cut off his arm and grow a mullet,
and then like go and exiled from his own country and then to reclaim it later, you know. So when Parallax came out, originally it was just more like, hey, man, Hal Jordan just went crazy, became Parallax, and became a bad guy. And then at the last minute, there was something bigger than him, and he did something selfless and helped save the day and sacrificed himself. And then years later, they retconned it, and they made it so, oh, no, he was infected by a parasite called Parallax, and that made him do that. Am I correct? Is that kind of how they did
it? Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Because it might be like that one, like those ideas kept stacking on each other. Like, no, there was never a complete idea of how that parallax thing was going to go. Just people just kind of kept adding to it. And as it went on, I think that's kind of how it was. Because I almost want to say that Hal Jordan, like, between that Jeff Johns one, which I think is like give or take 2004 or 2006 when that starts, maybe a little bit later than that, even, I'm not too sure. But like, I want to say Hal Jordan really doesn't exist from about 2005 back to like 1993 or something like that. Like there's like a long period where Hal Jordan's not there, because you have just Kyle Rayner kind of being the main Green Lantern. You got Jon Stewart, and you even got Guy Gardner and so on. But I want to say that like once he gets kind of like, he sacrificed himself, and you know, after he murdered like, you know, crap tons of people, and everyone's like, oh, it's okay, you know, that last little sacrifice kind of makes up for it. But like that, you know what I mean? Like there's that kind of thing where he's gone for a long time. I want to say
he was actually the Spectre for a minute, because,
oh, that's right, he does come back as the Spectre too.
Because there's like, hey man, you did some fucked up shit, but the last minute you did something nice, you know, so guess what? You're the Spectre now. Yeah, you're dead, but you still gonna do good guy shit once in a while. And I remember it was when I was still just getting into comics. I was reading Identity Crisis, and there's that whole part where I think it was either Green Arrow or Flash, I remember who. He's like, I need to speak to Hal, and the Spectre's like, who summons me? Knock the shit off, Hal. I really want to talk to Hal. Like, okay, you know, it comes down like, hey man, what's up, you know, so I can't be like this for too long, but you know how it is,
you know? Yeah, I remember that Identity Crisis and so on like that there too, but yeah, it's just that kind of thing. But as time has come on, yeah, I guess parallax has become like the parasite thing that infects him and whatnot, and you kind of see it. Like I felt like I kind of saw the parallax thing kind of come the first time when it's like, there's like a moment where like Green Lantern's like, oh, hey, dude, what's going on? So, and then like, he's like, back there's like, whoa, 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 you just murdered that guy? He's like, yeah, he's an ass. You know what I mean? Sorry, I had my ring a long time. Kind of on the edge right now. You get it, right, Ollie? Oh, no. I just love how like Ollie's just got this expression face. Like, he's like, I just saw my best friend just out there cold blood murder somebody and then jerk off on it. And then he teabagged him. And he's got a beard that's not the same color.
Weirder thing is, his cum was yellow, not green. That was my first sign. I'm telling you, wait, you're surprised his cum was yellow and not green. You're not surprised he killed someone, then jerked off onto him. I don't know, that's something Hal always did.
Yeah, exactly. And the teabag was just good for good measure.
Well, it's like the whole thing, like, I'll be honest, I mean, in that moment, like, I already knew the minute I saw him, like, he's probably going to be parallax, because he's a little too like, hey guys, welcome back. You know, the Lantern, the ring chooses the right people. Ha ha, cool, let's do this. Like, he's being too nice. He's probably parallax. And then he's just like, yeah, whoop, time to kill some fucks. Bang. It is what it is. Moving on. Like, oh yeah, definitely. It's sealed.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Tim going on there and so on like that.
I'll be honest, I kind of like, you don't expect it from a superhero, but most other people are like, no, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the jerking off on the dead body thing, but that moment, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, as they kind of keep going on this war and so on like that, and Jon Stewart's still trying to figure out, like, exactly, you know, he's there, at first he's like, well, I'm just here to give directions, you know what I mean? Just want to get this over with and return this thing. Go back to, you know, walking the streets and see what happens.
Stopping hobos from getting set on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I still think that's the other thing. It's like, you think it's like, if you got the ring, you think it'd be like, this is, I don't care who you are, you think you'd be like, man, this is the coolest thing ever. I got a ring. It's got ultimate power. So on like this. Like, I'm going to be awesome. Like, you think also if you're living in a world of superheroes, like, that's the main thing. It's like, man, am I going to be a superhero? That's even better. You know? It's not like living in a world where there isn't superheroes. Like, when you know, it's like, oh, I could be one of these guys.
Yeah, yeah. But at that point, he's just like, I just got out of the fucking war. But no, I get what you mean, though, because you get that ring. You're just like, well, shit, I'm not going to be a superhero, but yard work just got that much easier.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Any number of things got, any number of things, I don't know why I said yard work, any number of things just got that much easier.
But just like, the guardians are watching, like, we gave this guy a ring, and all he's going out, he's going out and he's raking other people's yards. For $15 an hour.
Start a landscaping business.
He's driving an old beater Mitsubishi pickup truck. Like, he's got the ring. He could do a lot more of that. What's he doing with it?
You think he would just fly from house to house, but he's still he's driving in a beat up Mitsubishi pickup with equipment in it that he has the fucking ring. Trying to put this together.
The guards are like, you know what? I just want this to keep going because I really want to see where this is taking us.
How many seasons do you think this has? I'm going to say three.
You know the guardians are like, why? Whenever we give a ring to somebody on Earth, they always want to return it to us, like the first thing they do. Remember when Ryan Reynolds showed up and the first thing he does, he gets the OA and goes, you know what, guys?
That was the thing about that movie, because when you think about it, because there is like, we'll circle back to Ryan Reynolds' movie in a second, but he gets there and it's just like, hey, so a Green Lantern is supposed to be fearless, have all these things, and have to, supposed to get, you know, just be a lantern, be a fucking badass, all this shit. Like, okay, cool, all right.
Let me be like Kilowog over there. He's just punching a wall for no reason.
Yeah, and then he does like, you know, he's there for a speech. Some people shoot him like a dirty glance, like, oh, I'm just the new guy. I just got here. I don't know why everyone's being such a fucking dick to me. And then we have like, we're going to have one little training montage, or like one little training montage with Kilowog and Sinestro. And he's like, oh, this is tough. Bye. No, no. Flies away. Like,
he just leaves. And it's just like, you know, the guards are like, whoa. Can he do that? Can you just leave out the ring? He's like, well, nope, nobody else got that butt hurt over it. Like, everybody else thought this was the coolest thing on ever. They literally, some people here have families they never went back to go see because they got a ring on now.
Yeah, I'll just look at Kilowog like, fuck those kids. I don't know their names.
Yeah, got this ring now.
Look, I make new kids. Cooler, shinier.
Remember when we gave that ring to Richard Dreyfuss? He never went back to Earth.
He's still just making music. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, I mean, he has to stop playing that Simon over there, but other than that, though, he's so happy to be here.
Like, Rich, another tune, anything. Just mix it up a little bit. But like, there is like, shit, what was I going to say? Well, that whole thing about he could fly away with, like, the ring. Like, I'm not a Green Lantern, guys. I don't know why I'm here. Bye. Flies away. That's like saying, like, hey, I quit, but I'm taking the company van.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Dude, you only worked for a day and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, shit, we should just hand out keys to anybody. But yeah. Took off the license plate, too. There's one quick little thing I'm wondering. It's kind of thinking like the what if they would have done if the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern franchise continued. And that is, do you think they're setting Ryan Reynolds up to be Powerlax? Because I think of like three or four other villains that he could be fighting before, like, because at the time that the version of Parallax, because I didn't know the whole thing about he got infected by something. I was like, isn't Parallax what he becomes? I didn't know of it as this giant yellow blob cloud thing.
Well, so, that was the end thing with Fantastic Four 3 as well, too.
Yeah, so I was like, he becomes Parallax. So what is this Parallax? And then you told me like, oh, he got infected by all this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, then I was thinking, well, if that continued, do you think they would have done this thing where third or fourth movie down the line, he would become the bad guy and Jon Stewart and or like Kyle Rayner or someone would have to stop him?
I could almost even see that by the second or third, if there was even just a second Green Lantern movie, I could almost see something like that because that Parallax thing comes at the end there. I could see him sort of getting infected with that. And then the ring falls, you know, shoots off almost like the same way it does in this movie. Because I like how in this one, too, it's like right before Green Lantern knows, he's like, oh, before we get fucked, I'm going to send this ring off to somebody. You know what I mean? Make sure it goes to Earth. God forbid it goes to one of those other dirty planets. So he shoots the ring off or whatever. And then, you know, and then one of my favorite parts is I love how he's naked for this like long period. Like Hal Jordan, like he loses his costume. And then when Sinestro like is like, hey, look, you know what? You can come work with me now. He's like, cool. Do I have to put pants on? God, no.
Villainy wears no pants.
It's like, I'm just surprised that, you know, Sinestro and Hal Jordan aren't doing like the swinging dicks group and just like both going to the air naked.
Helicoptering down to fucking Oa. Like, he's bringing like waves of death down. Just like.
This is a spinoff series. It's the Hal Jordan Sinestro series called Swinging Dicks, and they both fly around the universe like killing people naked.
Sinestro is still wearing like a shirt and boots, though.
Yeah, but yeah,
he's like, I found a place to put all these rings.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep stacking them on.
It's like one of those like kids like ring things you just stack on and on. More goes on.
Yeah, exactly. A little play toy, but yeah, I guess going back. There's that part backtracking there. I mean, realistically, I even say it's like, because talking about even like the Green Lantern movie, like I still like if I kind of look at just the Green Lantern movie, like I actually enjoy that one. If I just take it for what it is, I enjoy it. Like it's one of those ones like it should just be Green Lantern in space the whole time as of Ryan Reynolds. But you know, if this is just what it is and baby steps it in, like whatever, it's still actually kind of an enjoyable movie.
I'm still kind of like I don't know, that one it just felt too by the numbers and too safe. And the thing is, you have a good director. I don't remember the director's name, but it's the guy he did.
Don't you have the GoldenEye director on that one?
Yeah, he did GoldenEye. He did Casino Royale. He did the Mask of Zorro. You know, he's mm-hmm. a good action director, and he would have been fantastic. And I'm not going to accuse him. I think it's probably more studio meddling or something. But it's also just kind of like, I just think it's a movie that could have done anything, but it went by the most generic, basic thing you could have done. Which,
yeah,
the Green Lantern. I mean, if you're doing that with like a boots on the ground superhero, then I'm like, well, we had a lot to go off of by then. You know, I feel like the last movie you could do the traditional superhero, oh, what? I'm a superhero now? Let me practice. Let me get the hang of this. The last time you could do that was Iron Man. I think that was the last time you can do like the traditional version of that. If you, after that, you have to kind of, they either got already have to be a superhero or they have to like, at least make it vastly different. And
well, isn't that movie literally the same year as Iron Man, or just
Iron Man's 2008? That's like 2010 or 11.
I think it's 2009.
Iron Man's 2008 because it was
no. Iron Man's 2008, but I think Green Lantern's 2009.
Going off of because I was living in a, I'm pretty sure Green Lantern's like 2000, might be 2011 actually, just because I was living in a certain place where I knew it couldn't have been 2009 because I wasn't living there then.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is like that kind of far along or something like that. You know, I even still enjoy that one more than I enjoy it more than a lot of those other Marvel movies around that same time period. You know, maybe just because I like Green Lantern probably a little bit more than all that other stuff. As I said, it's one of those ones like, yeah, like initially seeing it, I wish it would just be in space the whole time. Like that's what Green Lantern should be. That's what this movie does. That's what all the other animated movies do. But if I just take it for what it is, you know, and I don't try to like go what I wish it was, I go, yeah, you know what? It's still pretty enjoyable. It's not amazing, but, you know, I mean, it's still pretty solid.
I just thought it was just kind of average at most, but that's just me. That's just me. And I'm not trying to take it away from anybody. I just I think future moving on, I think. If you do another, because I don't know if the Green Lantern TV show is still happening or whatever they're doing with the character, but I honestly think a cool way to go about it, just a way to, by now I think everyone at least knows who Green Lantern is and what Green Lantern is. Mm-hmm. I think a cool way to go about it would be like make it like already like there's an established team. You could have Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Kilowog, and someone else maybe is like the established people on this team, and a rookie comes in, the rookie could be like Kyle Rayner.
Yeah. Well, that is, they just do the Green Lantern Corps movie, like in a sense.
Green Lantern Corps.
Like you just skip ahead and hey, here's these police. And you can, if you need to have like that character narrating at the beginning, just explaining what the Green Lantern is and just have a quick like 5 minute like montage, it just catches anybody up to speed. Like just do one of those ones.
And you could bet at that point he could already be kind of like an old, because they're like, we want an older Hal Jordan we can make a lot of movies with. Like, well, what if he's Hal Jordan's more the mentor figure? That way you can get someone everyone always talks about wanting. Like, you get an older, like, he probably have to go to the gym for a minute, but no offense to him. But, like, Nathan Fillion. You get Nathan Fillion back as, like, Green Lantern. Everyone's been wanting him for a long time.
Hey, he plays Green Lantern in this one again still.
Was that Nathan Fillion?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't even recognize his voice in this one.
Well, guys, is either that or now I'm almost saying it might have been Nolan North, because those guys are kind of almost like identical.
It was Nolan North or Nolan North. Yeah.
Well, because Nolan North is pretty much like a knockoff Nathan Fillion. I mean that in a bad way, but like that, like, you know what I mean? Like he pretty much plays all the characters that Nathan Fillion would have played.
Is he the guy who's
he's Drake in Uncharted.
Drake in Uncharted. Okay. Okay, I was confusing him with somebody else, but okay, cool. That makes sense now. It all makes so much more sense now. Yeah. I think there's a lot of things you can do with that, or even, yeah, Nathan Fillion or Nolan North, either one of them. But going off this, I will say that when they have the reveal of Parallax, he looks scary. But I do prefer the more traditional Parallax, where he has like I guess they're trying to make him look more like kind of like a god or like a mad god gone wrong, because he just turns all green. He has yellow eyes. He has a disheveled beard. He has like veins popping out of the suit, which are all yellow also. And just he's looking more like, I guess, like superhero Cronenberg kind of, where I think it would have been more interesting for me personally if they just did the what we think of him as, which is the nice shoulder pads, the whole regal suit, like, you know, like this is, rather than being like, oh my God, he's just like some kind of like, you know, fucking creepy ass, like bearded monster guy, do something where like, look at him. He's presenting himself all regal. Like he knows better. Like he's going to shape the world in his image kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Give him like the Ozymandias kind of feel where, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like the guy knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like one of those kind of things, as well as ones like sometimes like it's like that one when you watch one like this, I'm like, it's everything in this one's kind of got a modern look to it, because that's always the thing. It's like, yeah, like I'm the kind of person like I would rather just have classic looks for all kinds of stuff. Like, why change something like that? Like, you know what I mean? He's got such a cool look in like that late 80s, 90s. Like, just make it like that, you know. But you know, nowadays you always got to kind of modernize or something like that. I don't know why they always feel like that. It's like gonna scare away somebody. If you have something that looks too old, it's gonna like scare children or something like that. Like, ew, it looks like grandpa's house.
I don't even think I think they're just trying to make him look more scary. Because the thing is, if you look at Parallax at a first glance, it just looks kind of like he doesn't look immediately like a bad guy. He looks just kind of like ultra powerful Hal Jordan. Like he could maybe be a bad guy, but he looks like just like general Green Lantern kind of. But then you're like, oh, he's a fucking villain, you know? And I still think he just looks cooler, and in some way, the guy who presents himself, he's doing villainous stuff, but he doesn't, I mean, I know all villains don't think of themselves as villains, but the idea of like, he's not
unless they're like a real villain. When you go to like the extreme of being a villain, then I think, and you know that you're a villain, I think you revel in that actually.
But I don't, to me, from what I do know of Parallax, maybe the parasite inside of him is that, but at the time when they made Parallax, I mean, I never read the comic, but the vibes I get from what I've read about him, what I've seen with the character, it comes of somebody as someone gone mad with power, trying to reshape the world or the universe the way they see fit, which is a villainous thing, but they would be presenting themselves as something to strive for, where this one seems to be more like a primal kind of like Lovecraftian thing that's trying to take control.
Yeah, it doesn't have like that almost like God feeling as much of like you feel like you're going to be doing this to like fix issues or something like that. It's just no. He's just kind of going almost insane with this like power and this like, you know, insect thing inside of him.
Exactly. Which I guess once it's revealed that it's an insect or whatever, or a parasite that's making him do this, it makes more sense that it would be a little bit more primal and crude. But I just prefer the original look of Parallax.
Yeah, exactly. Well, once a guy gets to that part and like, you know, then like Hal Jordan's like explaining like why he's been killing people this whole time, and Green Lantern's like, oh, at least there's at least he's got a reason to explain this, everybody. You know what I mean? Like I was getting worried for a second.
Well, it has this whole thing of like he has been it takes the blood off his hands, because that was something at the time people were pissed off that they made everyone's favorite Green Lantern, essentially to everybody at the time, made him the villain.
Well, yeah, he's the main Green Lantern in a sense, you know what I mean? That'd be like making Batman just a villain all of a sudden. You're like, by the way, that's just who he is.
Yeah.
If you want new Batman, go read Dick Grayson's comic.
Exactly. So it's kind of like So I get that. So when they retroactively went and changed it to where this thing infected him and took the blood off his hands, it was this thing using him. Then I'm like, okay, that makes that makes it so we can kind of let Green Lantern, like Hal Jordan, back in and view him still as a hero. So in this, when they go out of their way and do like, oh, he was infected, I'm like, okay. I mean, so that makes it sad when they actually have to kill him. And going off what you said of Green Arrow's the one that has to take the shot in order to save Green Lantern.
Yeah, he puts him down and like, you know, I mean, it gets to the point where like, because there's a part where like, yeah, well, John Stewart Green Lantern is fighting Hal Jordan, the Parallax Green Lantern, the whole time. You know, they're just going back and forth as like everybody else is kind of doing their own thing. But it gets to the point where like Parallax gets the edge or whatever, and he's got John Stewart pinned down. He's going to stab him just like that guy in the Middle East was doing. Like, it's like homage. He's like, no, not this moment again. It's just like Iraq all over again, but in space. You know, and then Green Lantern takes the shot and like kills him, because they keep having these things like, oh man, like, but like killing it can't be good or anything like that. And then John Stewart goes up and is just like, you know what, every once in a while you just gotta kill a man. And like they almost like slap high fives. It just reminds me like once like Batman walks like, whoa, no, you never kill him. You always gotta get smart and think your way around it, because there's always 10,000 ways you can figure it out, or at least Batman can figure it out. I don't know about you guys. You guys probably have 10 ways to figure it out, but Batman's got 10,000 ways. Be like, but it's one of those ones I just thought was kind of weird, because it's like, I feel like I just haven't really seen that in like a regular superhero one, not like a offshoot or something like that, where it's like doing an alternative world where it's just like, it's okay, man. Kill people. Every once in a while, you got to kill somebody. It's just kind of like.
It depends on the hero. I feel like Green Arrow, like back on like some of the Mike Grell. Is that his name, Mike Grell?
Yeah, Mike Grell.
He was doing some killing in those books too, so I feel like.
Well, he has that one that he kills. He kills it, and then like for the next like three graphic novels afterwards, they're like bitching at him for like what he did. He's like, I was just trying to make a tough decision. Jesus, people!
Well, it was you also there.
Well, Batman has 10,000 options that he could have done. Shut the fuck up, Batman.
Well, it was also, wasn't it the guy that was like. It's been a while since I read those books, but wasn't it some guy that was going around like he was actually a nom vet, and he was just going around killing hookers because they reminded him of like some girl in Nam or some shit like that. Wasn't it something kind of like that? And he was about to do that to Dinah, and then he came in at the Zero Hour and like it was him or Dinah basically.
Yeah, and pretty much everybody else has bitched him out for the next graphic novel.
Look, we just wanted to go and just do start like our flower shop, and some asshole is going around killing women in Seattle. Who was there to stop it? None of you. Fuck off. You know. So
yeah, where were you, Superman? Where are you, Superman? Yeah, you can hear everything in the world, right? Yeah. Fuck you. Where were you, Diana? Well, I was killing people. Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
It's cool if Wonder Woman does it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. She's a woman. She can get away with murder. But you're a man and a rich man at that. You should know better.
Well, it's also that whole thing with him is just I don't know, I feel like it kind of goes back and forth. I don't know enough about Green Lantern to know about their killing or no killing rule and how that all goes exactly, but when they have the whole part fuck, where's I going with this, they do have this whole kind of thing, because like when they said it's a homage to Apocalypse Now, war flashbacks aside, I'm like, I kind of see it. It's kind of a reach, but knowing it's meant to be a kind of Apocalypse Now, I'm like, okay, so Hal Jordan is Marlon Brando.
Mm-hmm.
Sinestro is essentially Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
I feel like, and then like the rest of that crew is like all these different Viet Cong soldiers and villagers and couple of Nam soldiers that all just joined this cult together. I'm like, I think there's more you could have done with it. Maybe it would have been a little on the nose, but I think you could have done more with that group and got to have them go further on. Cause it is just kind of like, haha, it was me all along, you know, when it could have been like, dude, what the fuck? And they go into some old, like abandoned spaceship, and there's like, you know, bodies hanging or some shit like that.
All that stuff where you don't give answers to it. It's just there in the background, and it makes you go, "What the fuck?
What the fuck?"
That's like the best part. That's the best part about Apocalypse Now. There's so much stuff in there that like it doesn't give you an answer to. You know,
it stops being a war movie for like the last like act of it.
Yeah. And just like the whole way through, there's so many like just awesome scenes where it's just like, what the fuck's going on? It just gets weirder and weirder as time goes on. And I think that's what I love about Apocalypse Now so much. And yeah, it's one of those ones. It's like, this one's like very light. I feel like it would be cool to really see that, where he's almost like, and instead of he's going down the metaphorical like river of space, where as he keeps going deeper and deeper into the river, you know, into the jungle of space, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. It'd be interesting just to see, yeah, like almost like Sinestro Green Lantern is like, I don't even like the idea of just like, would you say like the actors this way? Like if Green Lantern played by Marlon Brando, Dennis Hopper played Sinestro.
just reading like letters. Did you know the Guardians edits the letters that go back to the families of fallen lanterns? A lantern is allowed to kill in the name of the core, yet they can't say fuck. They can kill for the core, but they can't say fuck. Meanwhile, fucking This Is the End is playing.
Yeah, exactly.
John Stewart's going through there fucking shirtless with like a knife of all things that he like manifested through the ring.
Yeah.
he grabs Adam Strange like we're going home now, and just gets back on the boat. That's it.
Just travel on off.
Yeah, say to him.
Yeah. One of those things, but yeah, I just still thought that like the other day, it's just like one of those ones. It's like I feel like they're trying to kind of go off that like light thing, like, you know what? Because there's always that toss-up, I think, between the killing and the non-killing, the superhero things. And realistically, I think at the end of the day, the main thing it sort of is it's back in the day when they're making it for kids. And two, they're like, whoa, we got to keep writing these stories. So if we keep killing off these supervillains, we're never going to have any more. We're going to have to keep making new ones. I think that's truly what it is. Like they've wrote it so hardcore in that, like, as time has kind of gone on, that it almost becomes sort of like the mantra of like Batman and even like Superman and all those other kind of characters and so on. For the most part, pretty much none of them really want to kill. It's like, there's not necessarily as much of like a Punisher character there that doesn't care as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, how did I put this? I feel like they sometimes do, and in this, to some extent they do it, not with every character, but they try to like, they want to like, we got to kill the bad guy because they're bad. But we got to take it out. We got to make sure the blood is not on the good guy's hands. Like it's an accident thing. It's kind of like all majority of the Sam Raimi movies do that, because Green Goblin accidentally kills himself. Dr. Octopus sacrifices himself. Mm-hmm. Peter Parker tries to kill the symbiote, but Eddie is stupid and jumps into the bomb instead. And then he willingly tries to kill Sandman, but Sandman survives, you know? So I know that's Marvel, but mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times movies would do this thing where the hero doesn't kill him, but something happens to him anyway to die. Where in this, it's John Stewart calls the ring back. And I was wondering if they ever did this in a comic. I was like, this would be a cool way to kill someone. Like, oh, they just did it in this. That's cool. Where he calls the ring back and it goes right through like Sinestro's heart onto his finger. And it's like, I didn't mean to. And he's just like, oh, are you
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just like, well, I thought that was kind of cool. And the ring just more like does the killing for him in a sense.
And it wasn't by any means his intent. It just kind of happened. So
yeah, like one of those kind of,
that was kind of interesting. I thought,
you know, if it's hot girl, she doesn't care. She'll smash everybody's head and
yeah. And revel in it. There's that one quick line, like, those cowardice Rans murdered the Thanagarians. We sent here to kill them. Like, you hear yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, those ones. Feels like in DC, it feels like all the women characters can freely kill. Wonder Woman, Hot Girl, you know what I mean?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Harley Quinn. It's all the men characters like, whoa, we're men. We can't stoop that low to killing.
I feel like it's I mean,
Lois Lane.
She just says, like, it's never the same Jimmy. It's just always a new Jimmy. Like, you know, just like, no, you don't get it. Jimmy's the one in the bow tie. It doesn't. I don't care what your name is. Jimmy's the one in the bow tie. And if you fuck up, the bow tie stays. You don't. Do we understand? There's some things like Clark's just like just turns up his radio like, I just found this out about her and we just got married. Don't need to worry about it. It's all fine. Just turns his headphones up. Don't need to hear this. It's all good.
So I'm going to turn up my Monkees album and fade it out. Clark, you know that's not a real band. Don't you tell me that. It's a real band.
Now I'm a believer.
He's working on a typewriter. You know, Clark, you can upgrade to a computer at any moment. Oh, no, no, no. This is it's much better.
I like
this
the sound. It blurs everything out. She's here. It's like the screaming of Jimmy Olsen in the basement of the Daily Planet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. But yeah. So, yeah, as people kind of die and everybody's accepting of it, and Green Lantern gets a pat on the back for us, it's like, it's okay. Just don't tell Batman about it. That's just the key thing. Everybody else, you know, can forgive. Not Batman. He'll never forget it. He'll bring it up every moment he gets. You'll be standing in line, and next thing you know, you're going to pay for your lunch, and then Batman's like, "Remember that time you killed somebody? Yeah, you can get this on me. But you're a billionaire. Yeah, but this is you're paying back the dues. You get it me, Kevin Grant."
It could be the Justice League Christmas party, and everyone has had a few to drink. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's getting together. And even Bruce is the boy, get over here, man. Get over here. Hugs you. Like, okay, great, great. And he whispers in your ear, I haven't forgotten, motherfucker.
I knew what pats you did that summer.
Pats you on the back of the head, like, just don't fucking forget it. It's like, hey! He just works his way down. He's telling everybody every hug he gives, he's telling everybody, like, some deep, dark secret that they think only they know about.
Yeah, exactly. He's just doing that. He's just keeping them all on edge.
Oh, there's the Atom. Oh, don't let him shrink. I got some shit to say. Get that jar! Get that jar! Hold
you there. You ain't going anywhere now.
I got some shit to say.
Just pointing at the jar. Flicking it.
I will say this movie, I liked it. I thought it was good. I don't know if it's like a top tier DC movie for me, but I really have no major complaints. The only major, it's not even a major complaint because it's like something retroactively. The minute they said it was inspired by Apocalypse Now, I'm like,
could be more Apocalypse Now.
You could have, I mean, maybe you want, I know you want to keep your own identity to this, of course. You could have gone more Apocalypse Now, though. You could have done more with that shit. You know, you could have just turned that lever a little more up that way. However, I still enjoyed the movie. I still thought it was fun. Though it is, maybe there's something I'm missing. Because the last shot of the movie is not Green Lantern and Green Arrow walking together in the city. It's just, hey, man, want to get some drinks? Yeah, sure. We'll drink to friends who weren't here and to new ones. And then it just shows Green Arrow only, back of the head, walking towards the city. And it's like, aren't they supposed to be walking? I'm curious, like, why that was, like, the last shot. Maybe I'm stupid.
Why that was
maybe
chosen?
What?
Why that? Well, I thought that was kind of a weird last shot, too.
Because you think it would be, like, maybe it's something like Green Lantern, Green Arrow's going to have the next movie, maybe. I don't know. But it comes across as just a little, like, it was Green Lantern's movie. And they both change by the end of it, granted. Mm-hmm. But you think the last shot of the Green Lantern movie would be focused on either Green Lantern or the two of them walking off of the city. Like, we're friends now. This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship kind of thing. But
yeah,
it's just
it almost
like,
makes it feel like, was Jon Stewart not actually there? Was he just like some imaginary character this whole time?
Exactly.
Was Ollie just imagining his black friend? Yeah. Doesn't exist.
You know, I'm liberal. I have black friends. Do you, Ollie? Yeah, I got plenty of black friends. I swear. What do you think, John? Stuart?
You know, Vixen's not real either. I know you keep saying that there's a Vixen here, but there's not. It's just me, Martian Manhunter. I don't know who you keep talking to, but I'm the only one else here.
I just, What's your black friend's name, Ollie? What's his name? John Stewart. Are you listening to John Stewart?
The guy from The Daily Show?
Are you listening to his podcast again? I see it's on your phone. I'm like, no. It's just coincidence. Just same name. I don't know. It's weird. Pick it up with John. Where is John? Not here. Where is he doing? Green Lantern shit. I don't know. You know, ask John when he gets here eventually.
That was one you saw me off as a kid when like John Stewart came out like on The Daily Show. It's like, at first I was like, Green Lantern has a oh, it's not the Green Lantern. It's just some other guy.
I was confused because there was earlier talks of the Green Lantern movie. I remember it was back when Wizard Magazine was still a thing. And there was an earlier draft, earlier talks in the movie. It was going to be John Stewart, not Hal Jordan. Like Green Lantern with John Stewart. I'm like, of The Daily Show? That's where my mind went. And I'm like, oh, right. Because I was kind of like during my hiatus on it was before I actually got into comics. So, I mean, I kept up through like, I watched Batman and then I wasn't reading comics. And then I eventually later in high school got into comics. But that Green Lantern movie was something they were trying to make for a very long time. It changed, went through a lot of iterations. But I guess there was one where they were saying John Stewart. It was just like, Daily Show John Stewart? Okay, I didn't know he was I thought he was a comedian, but okay.
Well, it's the same thing with like there's like that UFC fighter John Jones. And the first thing I always think about is like, Martian Manhunter? Oh, no, it's a UFC fighter. Oh, well, until the day Martian Manhunter's fighting in there, then you can let me know.
Wonder how many Bruce Waynes there are in real life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they get that all the time. I remember when I was a kid, there was one time that like I was like, I think it was like my dad's work or something. And these two older gentlemen came up to me and they're all like, hi, my name's Bruce and my name's Wayne. You know who we are together? It's like, Batman? That's a smart fucking kid you got here. Let's go get him a beer. He's 6 years old. Let's go get him a beer.
We're starting off on like Paps. Don't worry. He'll work his way up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also like there was a... Oh, there's another one like that. What was it? John Stewart, you're saying. Shit, how did this...
John Jones?
John Jones. Maybe he'll come back to me later. Fuck. But like... Oh, no, I remember. I said this in the podcast, but it was a long time ago. Back when I worked at my bike rental job, you know, because a lot of times you have to ask for like the guy, people's name, like what was the last name on the credit card, you know, looking for the file or whatever, the contract. And the guy's just like, he's a British guy. He's a guy who's like Bond. I'm like, he probably hears the joke all the time. I'm not going to see it. And then I'm flipping through and then I pull it up and I look at the name. It says Jim Bond.
No,
and
he Jimmy looks Bond. At
me, just says Jim Bond. He's like, just straight face, like, not fucking saying it. The thing is, he was British. Like, name's Bond? Like, Bond. Not following up with anything, just hard eye contact. Just like, I'm not like, and? But I'm just going to see if he said it. And yeah. Like, I'm not going to make the joke, because he's probably here all the time. But he's just going to be like, I'm not saying it, dude.
See, and the worst part, too, is he changes the gym. I'm like, the original 007 in a movie is Jimmy Bond. And the original Casino Royale before Sean Connery.
Yeah, Jimmy Bond. Jimmy Bond, yeah, the CIA.
Yeah, Jimmy Bond, old American. American 007.
I just like how they made the made-for-TV Casino Royale. I'm just like, yeah, this British that people aren't going to fucking get it. Let's make him Jimmy. People aren't going to get it. It speaks the same fucking language. Yeah, call him Jimmy. It's going to confuse people.
It's like... Well, I think the movie's like 1956, so it's like that's like early days of TV.
Mm-hmm.
but overall, I think this Green Lantern one, I think this would have been probably one of the stronger DCU ones in quite a while. You know what
that's
I mean?
A newer one, yeah.
I feel so. Yeah, it's one of those ones that like definitely watching it again, I think I actually even appreciate it even more. But yeah, there's nothing I really had to say. As I said, like. I do feel that John Stewart does take a moment to kind of like get in with the program. I'm like, you know, how cool this power is he has that he's just like trying to throw away, you know. But other than that, though, it's like the rest of the movie's great. It's filled with great action. A bunch of like kind of like underused characters get a lot more screen time. And I do kind of like how it really doesn't have Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman in it. Not saying that I don't like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, but sometimes they always get that scared feeling that if they don't have those characters in there, they can't sell one of these movies. You know?
Yeah. And it's good to see Matt take a break and give other characters a chance.
Yeah. And hopefully this one will just kind of like spread into more kind of Green Lantern stuff. You know what I mean? I hope that there's more a Green Lantern movie than a Green Lantern show, because a show, I hate to say it, but Green Lantern's too sci-fi-y to be like a TV show. I feel like it's just going to look kind of hokey if it's a TV show, unless it's animated or something like that. It needs sort of a budget behind it to kind of make it look good. You know, it's got to, if it's not on par with like Guardians of the Galaxy special effects, it's going to look off, I feel.
I feel like who knows what how interconnected or what they're doing with the DC universe, because it's like the animated with the live action DC universe, just because they already have like set photos of Batgirl, and it has Michael Keaton Batman, but mm-hmm. also has Jim Gordon, Spider-Man.
J.K. Jameson. J.K. Simmons,
Jim Gordon. So who knows what the fuck happens in Flash to make that happen? But I mean, I'm like, who knows? Maybe they'll explain it away, or if Flash ever comes out, or whatever's going on there. But regardless, I want Green Lantern to get another chance at it. I mean, doing wrong, I could always have more Batman. Mm-hmm. By this point, I could use more Superman. It's been a while.
Yes, Superman kind of been getting the shaft the last like long while, but
animated, he's been doing okay. But I mean, yeah,
he gets movies like that way, but.
But as far as like live action, it's been a while since we've seen Clark Kent. So anyway, hopefully these movies, whatever's going to happen, happens, I guess. But and I don't need them to be all interconnected, but it'd be nice to see some of these characters come back. But anyway, check if you like DC Comics and all that, check out Green Lantern, Beware My Power.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool one to have, you know. Yeah, especially go out and get, because these, I don't know about you, but like I've been having a hard time trying to find these movies recently in stores. It's like one of those ones I feel like I just got to order it offline. Just I can't count on, you know, physical stores anymore. They've let me down too many times on these movies. They have one fucking job to do, in my opinion. And that's to restock their shelves of the new movies coming out. I don't care about everything else that's started. If the movies aren't restocked, then what's the point of me showing up?
Exactly. Well, good movie.
But yeah, good movie. Check it out. Beyond that, go to oldmanorange.com where you can find more podcasts, comic books like Pizza Boys, all our old animations and other fun stuff. I'm Spencer Scott Holmes.
And I'm Ryan Dunnigan.
And we'll see you some other time.
Later, folks.